Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
You're welcome back. 51551. If you are one of the 81,000 people waiting for a date for the driving test, your first test, I have news for you. The government has given the Road Safety Authority 2 weeks to come back with a plan to ensure waiting times for driving tests be restored to a 10-week waiting time target as soon as possible. Latest figures from March of this year show the average waiting time was 24 weeks or there, just above it, up from 23 weeks the previous month. This comes as well as a Road Hauliers Association has called for a root and branch review of the Road Safety Authority and the organisation's operation of the driving test system. I'm joined on the line now by Minister of State at the Department of Transport, Sean Canny, Minister for International and Road Transport, Logistics, Rails and Ports. Minister Canny, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much, Cormac.
This reads like a bit of an ultimatum to the Road Safety Authority, is it?
Well, look, at it isn't in that, look, at people need to have a national driver tester service that they can rely upon. And that hasn't been the case. Last September, the Department of Transport gave them the imprimatur to increase their testers up to 200. Mm-hmm. But it has been what has been worrying me is that whilst they're training up other test driving testers, we have a situation where the numbers are increasing. And we need to arrest that and we need to bring it back down to the service level agreement, which is 10 weeks or less.
Yeah, and it's 24 weeks or so now. I mean, that's not acceptable.
It's creeping up to 25 weeks and it's totally not acceptable. Now, the impact this has, Cormac, is very, very tangible. If you take healthcare workers who are in this country and want to get to drive to care for people that don't have their mechanical driving test. If you have young people who have found work for themselves and need cars to go to work and they can't get a driver's license. And you have so many things, even graduates coming out from college, and if they're working with engineering firms and they have to travel to sites and this kind of thing, and they can't do it because they don't have the driver license.
It impacts insurance, and there's the amount of learner drivers on the road and so on. So an awful lot of people, I'm sure, Minister, will say it's good that you're moving on this. Can I ask you, though, do they have the RSA? Do they have the 200 testers that you mentioned in situ right now?
No, they don't. And this is one of the parts of the discussion today was how they were progressing with training up their additional people. Oh. And I'm waiting for clear numbers from them because it is important that I see how progress has been made. And that's why I want to report back in 2 weeks as to what progress they have made by then where they were going.
Okay. That was sanctioned. Resources were sanctioned, I think, in September, you said, 24, to allow to bring up the number of testers to 200. So why haven't why aren't they in situ?
Well, I suppose what I would say to you, I'm just new into the department, so when I look at this and I say there's something amiss here, we need to get action on this. And that's why I don't know what they were doing, but I want to know what they're going to be doing over the next number of weeks to change things here. And at the same time, we need to make sure that our the Road Haulage Association are right in terms of they are crying out for drivers. We have coming up in September, we will have bus companies looking for additional drivers with school bus services coming to Dean. We have all of that coming on, and we have all of the people who are without a license and cannot go on the road.
Oh yeah, it's a huge impact.
We have all of that.
And look at 51551 to tell us how you've been impacted by this as well. But I did a little bit of a calculation. You can correct me if I'm wrong here. If they did have 200 testers, right? With 81,000 people waiting for a test, to clear that backlog alone, each tester would have to do about 400 drivers. I mean, that's an awful lot of tests to be done to clear the backlog. What if they come to you, Minister, and say, look, if you want to bring down waiting times, you have to allocate even more resources so we can have more testers. Would that be a runner?
Well, I would say, first of all, we've given the money to do something, and let's see that being put in place first.
if more is required, this is an emergency, so we have to look at it in an emergency light. We have to see what other options we have in terms of training the testers, how we can do that, who is doing that. At the moment, it's other testers that will be training the new testers that are coming in, and that's taking people out of the system
that's
as well.
Taking the, yeah, exactly. So 400 drivers, 400 tests per tester. You're not going to clear the backlog there anytime soon.
Well, what I would say to you is that we have to start someplace, and I've started with issuing this today to the RSA that I'm not satisfied one bit by the way they have gone about getting the additional testers. I've asked them to come back to me with clear numbers of who they have, where they're being tested, how long they're in testing, and when we will have them out onto the industry.
Is it a no on additional resources if that's what they come back with?
Well, if the first thing they come back with, they have resources and they haven't spent them resources yet because they haven't put in place the number they have.
I know, so but that's inadequate. I'm after pointing out, surely, I mean, 400 tests per driver.
If that's found to be inadequate, I don't think that the department will be found wanting in helping out. But the first thing is, let's get what they looked for, which was 200, to bring the cohort up to 200 of testers. Let's get it up as far as there. Let's see how it is performing, and then we'll take further action if required.
Okay, let me read a text or two to you. Text to 51551 on this. 24 weeks waiting time for a test is a joke. My son waited nearly a year in Dublin for a test. A further near 5 months for a retest. It's a joke. God almighty, you have to wait again for a retest. Another listener says there's only one test centre in Cork City. They closed the second one. Surely the driving instructors could be employed as testers to relieve and reopen the centre. Retest is 31 weeks in Cork City. There seems to be a problem with retests here, Minister, as well.
Absolutely, and this is the problem, is that first of all, what the figures we're getting are average. They're average delays. I have a case of a person in my constituent whose test has been changed 8 times since last October. Huh? And that is totally unacceptable.
How long was that person waiting for a test then?
Well, he's still waiting for the test, and he applied in October last. So basically what I'm saying is we have a driving testing service that's not functioning properly, and we need to get it functioning properly. Well, it's my intention to do that, and whatever it takes, we will do it. But I think we have to start with getting the figures right and see exactly what we're doing. And as you say, retesting is another problem, and we have to make sure that we deal with this expedite the actions that need to be taken to ensure all options are explored to make sure that we get more people tested quickly.
Well, you're obviously getting the same type of information that we are. Feedback. A listener says, just off the phone from the RSA, my son on the waiting list since January and told it would be September next. An absolute farce, is that, Mister? And one more who signs off as bizarre. He says his situation or her situation. I've been an instructor for 10 years in all categories, and so I'm a fully qualified tester. I've applied 3 times to the RSA and was turned down because I'm not in the top 10% for maths. Now, I don't know if that's bizarre or not, but that's what this listener reckons. Okay, look, you'll come back to us depending on what they say. When do you expect to have that plan to bring down the waiting time?
I've requested that I meet with them again in 2 weeks' time from they come back with a tangible plan that I can understand how we're going to make improvements and how we can get people tested, and also make sure that we retain the integrity of the test and the safety on our roads.
Okay, my thanks to you, Minister Sean Canny. Thank you very much indeed. Here's a little bit of a test for the listeners waiting. Texas, who is waiting the longest for a test in the country, a driving test? 51551.